This is Cliffo and Gabby's catch up.
Oh man, did I have a hectic start to my day this morning.
And not in a good way.
And not in a good way. So the alarm went off at 3:30. I hit snooze once, and in between the original alarm and the snooze actually going off, I got a very rude wake-up call from our seven-year-old.
Mm.
He said, she woke, just going to wake my wife up.
Woke you as well.
She goes, "Mummy, I just spewed all over the carpet in my bedroom."
Great.
At 3:30 in the morning.
That is the thing you want to be cleaning up at 3:30 in the morning.
And it sucks too because, like, what do you do? Because this is gross. I'm sorry, but I'm going to go there. It's chunky. So you want to, like, rub in, like you want to scrub in and get it out of the carpet, but then you've got to get the bits up first. It's a whole thing. Easy way to do it.
I love, though, that you're just like, oh my God, I had the worst morning ever. How about your poor daughter? She's so sick.
Don't mind. She'll live.
She'll be fine.
All right, she'll be fine. Enjoy the catch up.
Is in the air, but sometimes love goes wrong. And over the
sometimes
past...
Sometimes the air is stale.
Sometimes the air is
stale. And sometimes just, you know, the room is sucked of oxygen and there's no air at all.
And sometimes there's more people involved in that love than should be. And that is called cheating, everybody. And in past years, we've seen cheating revenge result in a few things that maybe we wouldn't condone, like keying of cars, destruction of property, burning of clothes, you know.
That billboard in Brisbane a few years ago announcing that their husband is a cheater.
That's right.
That was good.
That is, yeah, well, at least there was no damage to property in that one. However, there's a new way to get revenge on your cheating ex. And this way, I would condone, because it's not actually destroying or ruining any kind of property of your ex.
All reputations.
Exactly. And it's glitter revenge, Cliffo. So this has gone crazy on social media. Of majority of this is girls getting revenge on boys. And when they found out that their partner was cheating, I've seen a couple of different videos. One was of a girl pouring glitter all over the inside of her ex-partner's car and into the aircon vents and everything else, so that when he got into his car, it would just be like a glitter bomb. A glitter bomb.
What did you say? What sort of bomb is it?
Glitter bomb.
I think
exploded.
That's the bomb that got the boyfriend into the bad books to start with.
Glitter.
Well, can we, from the outset, we should say too, though, glitter is, it's a bust.
It's hard to get rid of.
Pick up. And I have a 7-year-old daughter.
Yeah. So you would
our
know.
House, it's like I've been glitter bombed, but I didn't have the fun of cheating.
I think it'd be even worse, though, because, you know, she accidentally gets a bit of glitter here and there.
Yeah.
But they have kilos of glitter that they are spreading throughout the house, throughout the car, into vents, so that when you turn the aircon on, it's back out again. Like, this guy would be going to work every day covered in sparkles for months. Because, as we've said in the past, Cliffo, glitter is the herpes of the craft world.
You can't get rid of it.
It just keeps returning.
Ain't no cream for that.
No, there ain't. I'm obsessed with I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here. It is a kind of different way of doing it this year because it's in Australia, in the so-called jungle, as they're calling it.
In the bush.
And it's not live this time around. So that means we can actually talk to some of the contestants that are still in the jungle, but they're actually not. And we've got Jess Eva on with us right now. How are you, Jess?
Hi, Gab, Cliffo. How are you, my darling?
Oh, we are so good. I bet you're better now you're not there. But let's take your mind back to when you were in the jungle, as we are seeing you on TV right now. And I needed to ask you, because you had croc feet for dinner the other night. Were you actually that starving that it looked appetizing? Because to me it looked disgusting.
Oh, mate, we were so hungry. I would have, if there was a cow in the jungle, I would have licked its bum trying to taste Scotch fillet steak. Like, I would have licked anything. Even with the eating challenges, when I ate a turkey testicle a couple of days ago, I mean, it tasted terrible, but at least my stomach was full. You've got swings and roundabouts. the day that you prefer to eat a testicle than eat some rice is a very sad day.
Turns out, Jess, it wasn't you just eating stuff in the jungle. There was stuff eating you as well in a roundabout kind of way. I was absolutely shocked with the images of you. And this was only just a few days ago. So you've been out of the jungle, in inverted commas, for weeks now. But it was just a couple of days ago, you had to have bugs washed out of your ears. What the hell?
So my ears were just hurting, and it got to the point, you know when you've got water in your ears and it just like feels like
like
a lot of pressure?
Yeah.
And I thought, God, something's not going on right here. And I lost about 30% of my hearing. So I went to the doctor and they're like, oh, you've got all these things pushed up against your eardrum. And so they flushed them out and all these little wings started coming out of my ears. So I was like, oh, that's disgusting.
My God.
But it's normally only radio announcers that have things inside them. And you know this, Cliffo.
Yeah.
Cliffo and I went to radio camp together many years ago.
Yeah.
And he was sitting on a table with me. And I don't know if you remember this, but another radio announcer from Queensland thought it would be funny if they swallowed a dollar coin. And all of us had to take a bet on how long it would take to pass through the system.
So you've had enough practice.
I don't remember that. I do remember, though, that he actually pulled out two 50-cent coins, which was really interesting how he changed it. I don't know how that happened.
You must have been into science then, because no word of a lie, Cliffo, you predicted 4 days. I don't know how you got to that conclusion, but Cliffo predicted 4 days.
I do remember this. It was a real blight on my radio career there. Very quickly, we have to play to you Towelgate from last night. Yeah. Have a listen to this, Jess.
Colin, did you take my blue towel with you? You did, didn't you? You stole my blue towel, right? You came in there and you stole my blue towel.
No, I didn't. I had a grey towel.
Who stole my blue towel? Dipper, it was you, right?
I brought my own towel.
I love this shit.
Grant, do you have a wet blue towel?
Yeah, it's mine.
Oh, how? How do we know that?
No. Grant Denny was not there. I reckon it was Colin. Detective Pettiflay is onto something here.
There was so much drama around the towel, Jess, and when we looked at the footage last night, it was actually your fault.
Oh, I know, but it was an accident. I innocently stole it. But you know, the one person that got hurt from that situation, Grant Denyer, because he sleeps next to Petit Fleur, and they had to cut it down, but he heard about the towel for about 14 hours straight.
I bet he did. She would have gone on and on. We have to wrap it up. We're running out of time, but I'm a celebrity. Get me out of here. It is the best season ever. It's on tonight. It's back 7:30.
Jess is still
on
in
Channel
there.
10. Jess is still in there. We love you, Jess. Thank you so much.
Oh, love ya. See you soon.
$1,000 on the line again in the morning for Alpha Bucks, and your sneaky secret Alpha Bucks answer for today is...
microwave. I made a mess of mine last night.
Heated up pasta
without putting a cover over
you
it.
You gotta put the paper towel
what
over
an
the
idiot.
Top. You an amateur? What are you doing? Are you coughing?
I'm choking because I'm so mad at myself.
Microwave, your Alpha Bucks answer for in the morning. It hit as Gabby dies on the other side of the desk. Phones went bananas this time yesterday. After I told a little story, get the whole thing at our catch up, hit.com.au. But it's where essentially I tried to act as a real gentleman for a stranger. She didn't really appreciate it.
No.
It's a whole story. Like I said, get it at the catch up. But we put it out there in 2021, in this day and age where it's all about gender equality.
Yeah.
Is there still room to be a gentleman, to do gentlemanly acts for ladies? And look, you weren't 100%.
No, I said no. I said
you don't need no man.
I said there's no need for it. Everyone is equal. Everyone is capable. There is no need to look at women as if they need a man's help. However, Queensland disagreed with me.
Queensland went, shut up, Gabrielle.
And they said, I still want gentlemen to be gentlemen.
Queensland stood up and said, chivalry is not dead.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we want to know this morning on 131060. What chivalry should still be happening in 2021? Because yesterday we established that, yes, it's okay to be a gentleman in 2021, But I want to know now on 13 10 60, and I think this would be good for all of us blokes. Take note.
Yeah.
What sort of things should we be doing?
Yeah. So we want people to call on 13 10 60. Probably women.
Yeah, come on, girl. Like, what could a man do? And you just go,
and
wow,
you like it.
I like that.
Yeah.
What a gentleman.
So, for example,
we want specific examples.
Our boss, Abby, she loves it when her partner walks on the traffic side of the path, because that was an old school gentlemanly thing to do. Yeah. They walk on the side that's the most dangerous.
That's the kind of thing our grandfathers would have done.
So you don't get hit by the horse carriage.
It's a grandpa.
Okay, hold on. That's a bit before grandpa's time. But it's an old school way of putting yourself in danger to protect the woman.
One that I do, and I know my wife likes it because she's told me, whenever she is walking upstairs, I put my hand in the small of her back. And I actually did on one of, I think it was our very first date together. She was walking up like two or three steps to get into a restaurant. And I just put my hand in that small bit just above the butt. In the back. And I don't know, she said it was a really lovely, gentlemanly kind of, because you do it in case they trip. You know, that's what it was done for. I think it's an old school thing that was done back in the day.
I bet you liked it as much as she,
though. I just wanted to touch it.
Yeah.
But she said that was a real gentlemanly thing.
Yeah.
But it's a good example. So 13, 10, 60, chivalry's not dead.
What kind of chivalrous acts do you like to see happen in 2021?
Or if you're a dude, what have you done?
And the ladies
that
love it.
Worked. Mm. Throw pickup lines out the window, mate. This is what you need. Turns out in 2021, it's not about being a macho man. It's about being a gentleman. And that's what we want on 13, 10, 60.
Is there a difference? Yeah, there's a difference. Yes?
I think you can be macho and still be a gentleman.
Yeah. Okay. Yep.
Totally cool. Thinking of myself.
I am both.
But we were talking about this yesterday. Is there still room to be a gentleman in 2021? Because I did something.
Yes.
Yeah, I did something that wasn't appreciated, a gentlemanly act. Hear about that at the catch-up. But Queensland said yes, we still need gentlemen around in 2021. So we want to know what chivalrous things should still be happening.
Yeah. So what gentlemanly acts do you actually enjoy as a woman? Like, what do you like the man to do to make you feel like he's being a gentleman?
Or if you're a dude,
what do you prefer to do?
What have you done?
Yeah.
That scored you the points.
Because is that what it's all about, scoring points?
Yes. Michelle is here. Hey, Michelle.
Hi, how are you going?
Good, Michelle. So what is it for you? What gentlemanly act do you like?
Well, my partner for the last 6 years, he does not let me open a car door or a door. He's always opening doors for me, if you know what I mean.
Do you have to sit in the car and wait for him to get out and run around to open your door?
Sometimes, yes.
Oh, that's
sometimes.
Annoying.
I actually enjoy it. Oh. And when it's raining, it's like if we've got the umbrella, he'll hold the umbrella. He'll get saturated. Hold the umbrella over me until I get into the car, and then he'll run around.
Well, that is nice, because
really
us ladies do spend a lot of time on our hair.
Yeah.
So that is actually very nice.
Gabby's coming around. The thought of not having her makeup ruined.
I just want like a butler to follow me with an umbrella.
Got her on board. Jess, good morning.
Morning.
What is it for you, Jess? What do you love a guy to do?
Well, my partner, since we've been together, he will always walk on the roadside of the road and make me walk on the inside.
Yep.
And even since we've had kids as well, he'll always make all of us walk on the inside of the road. Just to make sure
that
nothing happens to us and everything like that. Still
puts
to this day, after 8 years, it's,
puts himself between the danger and you.
I do that with my children, but I'm going to start doing that to my wife as well. She'll be like, what are you doing? Why are you dancing around me? Stop running into me, you jerk. Kel, how you going, mate?
Hi.
What is it for you, Kel? What gentlemanly act do you like?
Well, my husband, he actually asks to leave the table, and when we have dinner and together and stuff, he asks permission to leave the table.
Oh, I love that. What are you rolling your eyes for, Gabby? That's
beautiful.
I've never
heard of that one before. So what?
He asked to be excused.
Yeah. So like, well, normally, well, to me, I feel like, you know, that's what the kids and like the head of the family should be, the one that excuses everybody else. But for a short time, like we've been together for years now, but it used to annoy me at some point, and then, but I've kind of grown to love it. The fact that he actually, in his mind, the woman is the head of the family, and you ask permission from the head.
Well,
I know what Gabby's thinking right now. Oh, damn, we're going to have to start eating dinner at the dinner table,
yeah,
aren't we?
Yeah, I don't even have a dinner table. Australia don't have much to do with the American election. However, we watch it with bated breath. And the inauguration of Biden as president is happening at 3 a.m. our time tomorrow morning. It is going to be an inauguration like never before. It's actually kind of scary, the articles I'm seeing in the lead up. Like, Facebook has even banned all ads for firearm accessories and bulletproof vests in the lead up to the inauguration. So we thought we'd talk to an Aussie in America, friend of the show, Dean McCarthy. How are you?
Guys, good morning. Look, I'm all the way over in California, so it's not as wild here. But just to set the scene for you, Washington, D.C. is obviously where it's all going down. Yeah, literally this time tomorrow, right? Like, it'll be even earlier tomorrow for you guys. So just to give you the lay of the land, it is so wild. They have done things like extra security checks for any planes flying into that state. All of Airbnbs were banned in the city because they didn't want all these like random people coming into the city, you know. They've, like you said, they've banned different advertising for firearms, bulletproof vests, although I'm still getting them over here in California. Can I just say, it is so weird when you're scrolling Instagram as me and you see a bulletproof vest ad.
Wow.
And normally it's just guys in Speedos like advertising like skincare or something cute. Yeah, it's really, really wild. But the day itself is going to be pretty cool. It's going to be missing, which is exciting, Donald Trump's not going. That's kind of fun, right? So it's going to actually have a cool vibe, and I think everyone's really quite excited about that. But it's going to be also quite positive. Lady Gaga's performing the national anthem. She performs at the Super Bowl. You know, Jennifer Lopez is doing an actual performance. They've never had that before. Like, but when you're J-Lo, you can do whatever you want. And then that night, Tom Hanks is hosting this big TV special with, like, Justin Timberlake will be performing, Demi Lovato. So there's a lot of good, but there's also a lot of, like, kind of bad and terrifying as well.
I heard Trump is actually really mad that all these stars are getting involved because none of them would get involved.
Well, what you said there, it sounds like a concert or something. Like, it sounds like it's going to be
celebrating.
It's sort of weird, though, because you've got that celebration at the end of quite a fearful lead-up because, you know, America is a country that is steeped in a lot of fear right now.
Oh, absolutely. Like, let me just, like, you drive down the streets in L.A., all the shops are closed, and they've all got wooden panels on all the windows. So that is a combination of, like, all the rioting and just, like, how crazy everything kind of got here. So it feels really weird here right now. This is going to be, like, a great turning point, I think. Joe Biden and Kamala Harris are super positive and awesome people, so we're pretty excited for what they're going to bring to it. But yeah, it's been a wild ride. I am not going to sugarcoat it. It has been crazy over here. It really has.
How long do you reckon it's going to take, though, for the good vibes to kind of, you know, go out to the whole country? Because there's a lot of people that are really upset. Yeah. The riots at the Capitol where they stormed that building just proved that there's a lot of upset people. How long do you reckon it's going to take to, you know, get to a better place?
God, that's such an excellent question. I think that it's going to take, like, all of the I'm just going to say it, Trump supporters that are very upset, the very vocal ones, the real ones that are out there rioting and kicking at Capitol Hill and things like that, for them to kind of accept that he's not going to be the president and we're going to move forward. So I don't know whether it could be maybe a couple of months or something. It might, you know, it's going to be a minute. It's going to take a minute for them to kind of chill. Here's the terrifying part. I don't think he's going anywhere, though.
Yeah.
Like, Trump, he wants to run again. He's already said, he wants to run again in 2024 or whatever.
Take note, everyone. Like, watch this space, because this is literally history happening. It feels like a revolution or something.
We're going to be talking about this in the future.
This is going to be in history textbooks in the future. So it's less than 24 hours away. Biden and Harris, they will be inaugurated as President and Vice President of the United States of America. Dean McCarthy calls that place home right now. Thank you so much for painting the picture for us this morning, Dan.
Oh, you're welcome. I can't wait for the movie. I want to play Melania.
You're fabulous. We love you, Dean.
Fabulous. Bye, guys. The Hit Breakfast Show.